by Rio Grande.
Mr. Costa County Sheriff's Office calling all cars. Attention all cars to broadcast 276 regarding a missing person. Be on the lookout for Aurelio Cabrera, male American, 30 years old. Last seen on May 30th. That's all. Rose.
Crime prevention must begin in the high chair, not the electric chair. And in recognizing the truth of his words, it occurred to me that the principle involved also applies to wear and tear prevention in automobiles. Some motorists make it impossible for their cars to give them long and loyal service because they contribute to their delinquency with Povo oil. Tens of thousands of you folks do know the wisdom of safeguarding a motor with real lubricant. The money-saving benefits for the crew from keeping a healthy motor in a healthy car with this infallible, indestructible lubricant. A veritable army of motorists depend on this pure, 100% paraffin-based motor oil, having learned that real lube can't be broken down by the engine heat at their highest speed. That its quick and smooth flow to every moving part is as constant in cold weather as in hot. When you drive into your tank full of Rio Grande Crash in the morning, take on a crankcase full of real lube or Rio Grande, Pennsylvania. Prevent the wear and tear on both your motor and your pocketbook. See your Rio Grande dealer tomorrow. The facts of the story we are about to hear tonight have been taken in the main from the confidential files of the sheriff of Contra Costa County. We have therefore asked Sheriff John A. Miller to open our program from the studios of KSFO in San Francisco.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you who are regular listeners to Calling All Cars must have long ago come to the conclusion that the average criminal is a pretty sorry sort of fellow. He doesn't win, and he never can win. He never comes out ahead. For the most part, he doesn't use much originality in the planning or execution of his crime. In telling the story of crime, the work of the law enforcement officer is always the most interesting. Clear-cut cases of premeditated crime for material gain are relatively easy. But occasionally, an officer runs across a case in which the motive is entirely hidden under some complex line of thought. We are going to hear tonight how such a case proved baffling to my officers, and how its solution proved again that crime does not pay.
Our scene is the office of Sheriff Miller. Under Sheriff Al Aldrich is making a report.
Glad you got here, Sheriff Miller. I was over at the Memorial Day services when I got your message. Now, what's this about a murder?
Well, I just got a call from Deputy Sheriff Ralph Harrison of Port Coastet. He found a trail of blood leading from a house on a hill down to the water's edge. A body was apparently dumped in the bay. That's all I know.
That's enough. Give me that phone.
Yeah.
Get me Charlie Scudero, the police chief at Pittsburgh. I haven't sent over his grappling hooks and the crew to Port Costa. We'll go over the details on the way.
And so began one of the strangest cases on record. Sheriff Miller and his men arrived at the scene of the murder, and a few minutes later were talking it over with Harrison.
Alan Harrison, let's hear the details.
Well, about an hour ago, I was crossing the SP tracks and spotted what I thought looked like blood. I examined it pretty close and was sure of it. Besides blood stains, I found a few pieces that look like skull bones.
You have them?
Yeah. Wrap them in paper here. It's human skull, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it is, all right. It's murder, sure as I'm a foot high.
What's the rest of the story?
Well, I followed the trail along the tracks and down to the edge of the water, down by that pile of big rocks on the shore.
Could you see anything in the water?
No, it's too deep.
Go on.
Well, I doubled back on the trail. On the other side of the tracks,
to a slope over there.
A trail plane?
I'll say. You see a little house up there, 180 yards from the tracks?
Yeah.
The blood trail ends in the backyard. Come on, I'll show you.
Okay. Davis, you take the camera and scoot down to the water and get some pictures.
Yes, sir.
And follow us back up to the house. We'll have this case sewed up in no time.
Now, over here, somebody tried to cover up the stains with dirt. Didn't do a very good job, either.
Threw a lot of blood splashed around. Let's get in the house.
Okay. I knocked when I was up here before, but there wasn't anybody home.
Well, we'll go in anyway. Better have your gun ready.
Still nobody home.
Try the door. Careful now.
This is Sheriff Miller. Anybody home?
Empty.
Well, might as well look around while we're here.
Yeah. Don't seem to be any signs of a struggle.
No. Hey, what's that over in the corner?
Looks like clothes.
Yeah, look at them. Soaked with blood. From the floor all around here. Blood stains all over it.
Oh, and look at this. An axe that's been recently cleaned. Probably what the murderer used. But there's no blood left on it now.
We might find some under the glass. We can send it over to Dr. Heinrich.
Excuse me,
Sheriff. Yeah?
There's proof from the Pittsburgh and the grappling hook.
Yeah. Thanks, Longo. Come on, let's get down to the water and do some dredging. If we don't bring up anything this time, we'll be forced to give up.
That house you pointed out to me belongs to a fellow named Anacleta Torres.
Yeah, that's what you said.
He's a Mexican working for the S.T.
Well, we'll either bring him up or somebody he killed.
I don't hardly figure you're going to find...
Get something?
Yeah, I've got a way. Go back over the spot. Okay. I'll put these in the city.
Got it this time?
Yeah.
Now we'll see what our victim looks like.
Here it comes. How about you? Oh, hold it.
Good work, boys. Rolled over. Recognize him, Parker?
Yeah, I believe I do. Torres' best friend, Cabrera. Aurelia Cabrera.
Any enemies? Any reason for him to get this?
Oh, none that I know of. Say, you don't suppose Torres has been killed too, do you?
He might. But if he has, his body's been put someplace else. It isn't here in the bay, that's a cinch.
Look.
Yeah, I was just looking at that. Bullet holes. One in his chest and one in his back. Come on, let's get back to shore and talk to some of the townspeople. They may know something.
Sheriff Miller and his men began a systematic questioning of neighbors of the missing man.
Now, let me get this straight. You say these three men were in your hotel and bought some whiskey earlier in the evening?
Yes, they're Torres and Cabrera and another fellow named Mercedes. This is quite early last night. They were planning to do some drinking at Torres' house.
I see.
Why, what's wrong?
Oh, just a slight case of murder.
Murder, eh? All three of them?
I don't know yet. Cabrera's the only one we've found so far. Where does this Mercedes live?
Where? He went up the service station and turned to the left.
I don't know nothing on it. I don't Torres and Cabrera, and I brought a bottle and went to Torres' house, and we got another bottle and drank it here. Torres and Cabrera left about 3, and I went to bed.
Is that all?
No, about 6 o'clock, my wife woke me up and said Torres was outside and wanted to see me.
What did he want?
Oh, he said I put the man in the water.
Go on.
I asked him who and when, but he didn't answer me. He told me to keep quiet. He told me what he'd do if I talked.
What did you say to that?
Oh, I didn't say anything. I was afraid of him.
Huh? What else?
That's all. Honest, I don't know nothing. I didn't have anything to do with it.
I believe you, Mercedes, but don't leave town. We may need you for a witness. Come on, Harrison, let's go back to Torrey's house and wait for him.
I'll phone Sacramento to put an arrest order through on the teletype. He might be anywhere by now. We need the whole state to help us.
We're going to have a long wait here if Torrey's ship hooked. Fresh footprints. You go around back and go out the door, Longo.
Yes, sir.
And you and I'll take the front, Harrison.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
Friedman's in the house.
Let's go in.
Torres, this is Sheriff Miller. If you're hiding, come out with your hands up.
What is that? Sounds like a loose board squeaking in the other room. Glad we're hip to open the door.
Yes, sit down. stop easy. Wait, and I'll buy the drink.
Sure.
That's better. Hey, wait. 3GC.
Hey, what's a good idea? I didn't want a gin fizz.
What's the matter with a gin fizz?
Yeah, what's the matter with that?
Okay, okay. Where are you guys from?
Port Costa. What's your name?
Who wants to know?
We do.
Here's a drink. 60 cents. Mm.
Sure.
That's funny.
What?
What's funny?
I had $20 bill in my pocket when we shot out tonight. It's gone.
Sure, I know. You guys always got $20 bills. But you just lost them or left them in your other pants.
Hurry up, buddy. Snap it up.
I'd pay for them here.
Okay.
Somebody took my 20.
Sure. Reach in your pocket when you wasn't looking.
That's it, when I was dancing.
You're sure you had it when you started out? Maybe you did leave it home.
Nah, I had it when we came in here.
Oh, yep. Come on, bottoms up.
Sure, forget it, Corey.
Yeah, you seem awful anxious for me to forget it. What do you know about it?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you. What you do with it?
Oh, shut up. I didn't take this money. Now, keep quiet.
Bobby didn't take that job. Keep on wrangling the boss before you both out. Drink your drink.
Okay. Okay, but remember this, Cabrera. I want that dough, see? I know you took it, so when you get through with your little joke, you give it back.
But I didn't take it. I didn't take it.
If you don't give it back, I'll kill you. Get me? I said I'd kill you, and I mean it.
Oh, nuts to you, too. I don't have to sit here and listen to a lot of hot air. I don't think there was a 20 in the first place. See, you guys left.
Now, look what you've done.
Never mind the girl. There's plenty of them. But there ain't many 20s floating around. No, I ain't
that
good.
The whole thing started and kept on going. They sat there and argued for a while and then left. That's all I know.
That's enough, miss. Quite enough. Thanks for coming over.
Oh, skip it, sir. Glad I could help you. Maybe you can do me a favor sometime.
Perhaps.
Well, so long. And you too, big boy.
So long. Now, what do you think? I think you're right about the money angle. That's the motive, all right. Probably when Torres got tight again, the question of the missing 20 popped into his mind, and this time he carried out his threat.
Imagine killing a man for 20 bucks.
It's been done for a lot less. Incidentally, here's some more news that might interest you.
Yeah, what?
This is a report from Heinrich.
Oh, prove anything?
Yeah. The blood on the axe and on the clothes and on the floor and on the ground outside are all human blood and not chicken blood.
Well, that just about clinches it, doesn't it?
To me, it does. But how about a jury? Let's get over to the jail and have another talk with Torrey. Hello, Torrey. Mind if I sit down? Thanks. That wasn't chicken blood on the stuff we tested.
No?
It was human blood. On the axe, the clothes, the floor, and the ground outside your house.
So what?
Just what I said. It was human blood, which means you killed your friend Cabrera. Killed him for $20. You know you did it. Why don't you come clean?
Sheriff Mira, I told you the other day I did not kill Cabrera, and I'm telling you again. I did not kill Cabrera. You're wasting your time on an innocent man.
Okay, Tony. Have it your way. But remember this. I've got all the evidence I need to convict you and send you up for life.
Then why waste time? Have you trial and try to convict me. You can't do it because I'm innocent and can prove it.
I'm trying to save the state money. If you confess, it'll make matters easier. In fact, it might even make your sentence easier.
You're wasting your time, Jerry. I'm not going to confess to something I did not do.
Okay. We'll see about that.
Sheriff Miller was positive that Torres was guilty and determined to get a confession. A week went by.
Come in, Chris. You want to see me?
I've been over to the DA's office, and he's as anxious as you to get a confession. Now, we've got a plan to present to you.
Shoot.
Well, it's simple. All we have to do is...
Just a minute before you tell me.
Here's something I want you fellas to thoroughly understand. There should be no rough stuff of any kind. Now, remember that. No rough stuff.
You don't have to worry, Sheriff.
There'll be no rough stuff. You see, we found out that Torres is superstitious.
Superstitious?
Yeah, and how? Now, here's the plan. We'll get a microphone, some wire, and a loudspeaker.
foolish body in the bed. But get me out of here. Get me out of here before he comes back.
Don't worry, Tori. He won't be back. Now get started and tell us about it.
I tell you, last Saturday we got home about 4.
It's a good thing we don't have to work tomorrow, eh?
Yeah, too many drinks and too many cigarettes. I'm tired.
Yeah, you going to stay here tonight?
This morning.
Yeah. By the way, Cabrera.
Yeah?
What about that dog?
What dog?
You know what I mean. You better give it back.
Well, I didn't got it. I didn't take it.
I know. But how about it anyway?
Well, I told you I haven't got it. I didn't take it.
I know, but I want it anyway. Hand it over, all of
you. You're drunk. Let's go to bed.
Liar. I want
Who's
that
a liar?
You heard what I said. If you don't hand it over, Santo, you'll be sorry.
Let's go to bed. We can talk about it tonight. I mean, later today.
We talk about it right now.
Shall we? Okay. We'll talk about it now.
Then you admit taking it.
I told you 1,000 times I didn't take your money. I don't know anything about it. You probably lost it. You're careless with your money. You never know what you do with it.
Oh, yeah? Now get this straight. If you don't hand that money over right now, you will stop. And I mean,
so what? I didn't take it.
I'll see you. I'll make you give me that money.
Go ahead.
Okay. You ask for it. Don't stop.
You're drunk. I beat your head off.
Give me that money. You hear?
Listen, no reason, choice. I didn't take your money. I didn't do it. Just want to play, yeah.
All right.
Maybe you'll go to bed and leave me alone, huh? If you want more, huh? All right. Put it down. Forgot your choice. You don't know what you're doing.
Keep away from me. Keep away from me. Come back here. Come back here.
I've hit you. Where is my car?
Now then.
I took his body down and dumped him in the bay. Then I hid the gun in the hollow tree.
All for a $20 bill, huh?
Yeah. Did he take your money? No. I found it next morning. I left it at home. Like a bread of bread.
Just a moment, we will present concluding facts regarding our program. Meanwhile, if you're not giving your motor maximum protection, get it with all-weather rear lube. And for more power, quicker starting, smoother acceleration, and more miles to the gallon at less cost, keep the tank filled with Rio Grande Cracks, the gasoline of unequaled police car performance. Torres was brought to trial, found guilty, and sentenced to spend the remainder of his life in San Quentin. This story is another demonstration of the fact that crime cannot pay.
Contra Costa County Sheriff's Office calling all cars. Attention all cars to cancellation of broadcast 276 regarding a missing person. Suspects in this case are now in custody. That's all.
This is your narrator, Fred Rickman, bidding you good night for Rio Grande. At this time, Rio Grande will present the case of the rope-bound trunk. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.